be to carry them into the playoffs. I felt that the Bath loss last year, especially at home for Lakers, was a bad loss. It's at home, and Lakers was actually favored in that game. I think they got a little bit timid, not as aggressive, and I think you're going to look for something to be different this year. They got a really tough schedule, finishing out at Saginaw Valley versus the number two team in Division 8. Even if they come out with a loss, I still think it's good before playoffs because it shows them where they're at and where they need to be with elite teams in the state.
Tonight marks the halfway point in high school football, and 4 short weeks we'll be mapping out the roads of Ford Field. SnoozeToYou.com is perhaps the most accurate prediction of the football postseason in Michigan. They're showing a number of GTC teams making it to at least week number 10. They include Marlette, Lakers, and Harbor Beach. After 3 weeks, Cass City was projected to make it in, but they have since fallen out because of those back-to-back losses. Again, these are just predictions. But as of the moment, right now, SnoozeToYou.com is projecting that Harbor Beach would be back down in Division 8 and would take on Marine City Cardinal Mooney. In Division 7, Lakers would be taking on Rochester Hills Lutheran Northwest. For our sake, I hope they change their name by playoffs. I don't want to say that one many times. The winner of that one, though, projected to take on either Marlette or Burton Atherton.
Yeah, I agree with most of the projections at this point. I do think Lakers makes playoffs for sure. I think Harbor Beach and Marlette make playoffs for sure, those three teams. Now, the key is going to be, in my opinion, Vassar makes playoffs as well. Can Cass City? It's going to depend. Bad Axe, I think everyone just kind of throws to the side because it's Bad Axe. Marlette's a very good football team. Bad Axe only lost to Marlette by 2. And Bad Axe is actually 2-2 right now, which a lot of people, I think, are forgetting about, and they're actually 1-0 in their conference. Now, they play Cass City tonight, which in turn is almost as big a game as this, so we'll see. I think there's two teams from each side that make playoffs. I think Harbor Beach, Marlette, and Lakers for sure. Who that fourth team will be, I think, is yet to be determined. I think it will be Vassar, but we'll see how the season plays out.
Up next on the WLAW Sports pregame show is our famed media roundtable. You won't want to miss it. We'll be back with more after this on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for a great deal on a 2014 closeout sale on Dodge Grand Caravans? We got them from just $19,995 and a great selection of 2014 Town and Country vans, too. We also have a 2014 Chrysler 300 that lists for over $31,500. And with Chrysler employee discount, get it for only $22,987 plus fees. With low lease payments on nearly every model and great rebates on the 2014s, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Tonight's presentation at WLAW Sports is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. Clark Ramsey and Mike Meisner with your call tonight. Also in the booth here, our director of sports information back this week, Doug Cole, and our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, that is Kayla Carson, with your call tonight. Lakers at Vassar in an absolutely beautiful night for football. It's hard to believe it's week number 5 of football, but get ready, folks. I hear the sleet is coming for next week as punishment for this week's weather. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today, phoning it in today from the Huron Daily Tribune, is the College of Knowledge, Paul Adams. Also phoning it in today from Traverse City and currently on a 2-game winning streak, Dave Hansen of WLEW Sports. And join us today, of course, today's in-game analysis for WLEW Sports, Mike Meisner. As the season progresses, we'll be keeping score, and when the time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of having a trophy for this season's winner, grim. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. And since Mr. Hansen is our current leader, he is up first. He texted me his selection. He's taking Vassar, 34-28, a difference of 6 points. Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune, putting the paper to bed tonight, he's picking Lakers, 26-20. And Mr. Meisner, what is your prediction?
Some people may call this an upset. I don't know if it really is, but I'm actually going to go with Vassar, 27-20. And I just feel that at the home game tonight, I think Lakers is a little banged up. KD was injured last week. And we'll see if Lakers can respond to that. They only beat Cass City by 4. Now they got to come on the road a little banged up, and I think Vassar's going to take advantage of that.
The season score has Mr. Dave Hansen atop the leaderboard with 2 secured victories and Paul Adams with 1. Mike Meisner, his first opportunity tonight, of course, in the season. So Dave takes Vassar by 6, Paul Adams Lakers by 6, and Mike Meisner going $1 on Dave Hansen and picking Vassar by 7 points. Now let's take a look around the area at other area games going on throughout the region. First in 8-man football, Deckerville and Caseville. Deckerville coming into this game 4-0 and 2-0 in the NCTL in 8-man football. Should take on Caseville in Caseville, Michigan with ease. Pack the other undefeated team in the region at 4-0 and 3-0 in the NCTL takes on Morris in Morris, Michigan. Kingston at 2-2 and Dryden at 3-1. Both teams with 1 loss in the NCTL, and North Huron against CPS. CPS winless in this season. And North Huron at 1-3 and 1-2 on the season. Now in 11-man football, Harbor Beach travels to Memphis. What's your thoughts on this one, Mike?
I think this will be a lopsided one again for Harbor Beach. They've handled everyone they've played so far this year. I don't think Memphis will be any different. I think you're going to see Harbor Beach with a 30-plus point victory in this one on the road.
Ubley at Sandusky. Ubley comes into the game at 1-3, struggling this year at 0-1. Sandusky 1-2 and 0-1 on the season. Or in the league play, I should say.
Tough call here. Jeffrey Wright, Ubley's starting quarterback, is out. So I'm going to have to lean towards Sandusky. I think it's going to be closer than people think. Ubley, with the injury, actually stuck with Marlette last week. Then they ended up breaking away, and usually that's what ends up happening with injuries. But I'm going to take Sandusky in a close one.
Brown City travels to Marlette. Brown City 2-2 on the year at 1-0 in the GTC East, and Marlette also 1-0 at 3-1.
I'm going to go with Marlette in this one. I think Marlette is the second best team in the Greater Thumb East. I don't think they will lose to another Greater Thumb East team the rest of the season. And other than possibly Harbor Beach, that's going to be a great game down in Marlette. But I think other than Harbor Beach, I think they win every other game that they play. So I'm going to pick Marlette in this one.
And now we move back to the West here. Reese takes on USA. USA, of course, on the season, 0-4. Things are not looking good for the Patriots.
You know, it's hard to say, Clark, but this is almost a gravy bowl. And it's hard to say that Reese and USA would be a gravy bowl. If you were to go back 10 years to about 2005, you're looking at 2 undefeateds. And now you're looking at Reese at 1-3 and USA at 0-4. It's unbelievable, really. But I'm going to take Reese in this one. USA is really down for numbers. And I think Reese, I don't think Reese blows out USA, but I think Reese wins this one.
And Bad Axe takes on Cass City. Bad Axe 2-2. And tied for first at 1-0 in the West, takes on Cass City in Cass City, who's coming off of a 2-game losing streak and at 0-1 in the West.
Yeah, Bad Axe, it's unbelievable that they're 2-2, but I think their luck ends here. I don't think Cass City's going to lose three in a row. They played two really, really good teams. So I'm actually going to take Cass City in this one. I don't think Cass City wins big. I think a lot of people overlook Bad Axe. They have a really, really good quarterback. He's athletic. He can run with the ball. And Cass City is